Romans chapter number 1. Good to see you back. 5 o'clock service on Sunday night. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate this church. Appreciate those of you that are faithful. And every time the door's open, you can always count on you folks to be here. And I appreciate that. It helps, and I appreciate that so very much. Romans chapter number 1. Let's look at verse number 17, if we can. I'm just going to skip around and read a couple of key verses, and then we'll pray. Then I'll try to bring you some thoughts tonight, the best of our ability. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, and as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, verse number 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who, now underline this phrase, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse number 23 says, and changed the glory of God, the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, the birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Notice verse number 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And in verse number 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, tonight. Your blessing, thank you for your word. God, we are glad to be in a place like this, that we can stand upon your word. God, the final authority for all matters of faith and practice. God, we thank you for that privilege. And God, you bless us now as your words proclaim. Help us. Help us to walk out of this place closer to you than when we come in. And Lord God, we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for everything that's accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here in the book of Romans chapter number 1, we see the downfall of the Roman Empire. And ladies and gentlemen, it didn't just happen overnight. The fall of the Roman Empire took several different steps to decline. The Bible says in John chapter number 4, God is a spirit. 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. It takes both of them to worship God. You cannot worship God in spirit only. You cannot worship God in truth only. It must be in spirit and in truth. A lot of places you go, you hear, boy, we really got in the spirit. Man, we was in the spirit. And there wasn't any truth proclaimed from the pulpit. They did not worship the true God of heaven. They may worship a spirit, but it was the wrong spirit. Amen. And so we must understand, if we're going to worship God, it must be done in spirit and in truth. In the book of 1 John chapter number 4, hold your place in Romans, we're coming back. 1 John chapter number 4, look here. 1 John chapter number 4. In verse number 6, 1 John 4 and verse number 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Now watch this phrase. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There is a spirit of error. Not only is there a spirit of truth, and you ought to be able to identify truth when it's proclaimed from the pulpit. You ought to know that Bible, and when it comes across your ears, it should be processed in your heart if it's truth or the spirit of error. You ought to be able to understand when you hear a preacher preach. Sometimes I enjoy listening to other preachers. They're not always of the same sort as we are. I'll flip through there and I'll find one that's really going after it and I'll stop and listen at him. And as soon as he says something that isn't right, there's something in my spirit that ain't bearing witness with what he's preaching. And that ought to be the same. He says if you know God, you ought to be able to determine the spirit of error versus the spirit of truth. We'll notice here in Romans chapter number 1, you'll notice a key phrase in Romans chapter 1. It's the word changed. Verse number 25, changed the glory of the incorruptible God. Verse number 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie. My friend, listen, if you believe something, we believe as fundamental Bible-believing Baptist people, we believe once saved, always saved, per se, eternal security of the believer. Now, if you're going to believe that, you must be able to base it upon something. It cannot be, ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be. Brother Jeremy says that once you're saved, the Holy Spirit of God has saved you and sealed you to the day of redemption. It cannot be that our church says this. It must be based upon something other than man. It has to be based upon a final authority somewhere. Now the question tonight is, where is your final authority? Where is your final authority? Is it the fellow that taught you in the school? Is it the professor at the college? The History Channel on television? I've had people that call and say, hey, preacher, what do you think about this? They done found the bone of the Lord Jesus Christ, the tomb of Judas, or some crazy old mess like that. I don't think nothing about it. Well, they done found some more of the Dead Sea Scrolls. What do you think about that, preacher? I don't think nothing about it. Why? Because my final authority is not what they tell me on the History Channel. My final authority is based upon something else, and it must be spirit and in truth. Pilate asked this question when they got ready to crucify Jesus. Pilate asked this question. I ask you the same question. What is truth? What is the truth? Nowadays in churches, you can't tell what the truth is anymore. One minute they're preaching one thing, the next minute they're preaching something else, and nobody, they don't even know what the true Bible is anymore. They've left the truth of God, they've changed the truth of God into a lie, and they started worshiping the creature more than the Creator. But ladies and gentlemen, it didn't happen overnight. This thing started a long time ago in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 2, God told Adam and Eve some certain things. Their final authority is always based upon God's Word. It was always based upon God's Word. And the serpent, more subtle than any beast of the field, verse 1 says, came to Eve there and said, yea, hath God said. You'll find there in Genesis chapter number 3 that Satan added to the Word of God. Eve subtracted from the Word of God. The Satan questioned God's Word. They added to, they took away. My friend, ladies and gentlemen, when you leave truth, you find yourself in the spirit of error. Now, let me make this statement. Truth has boundaries. Truth has boundaries. In truth, there's only so far you can go before you have to make a stand and stop. Now remember this phrase. Error has no boundaries. Once you go into error, there are no boundaries how far off you can go. Now I want you to notice, look here at Romans chapter number 1, look here at verse number 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and righteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Why? Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. We've got birds out there that preach, they know the truth. They know the Word of God, they know the truth, and they don't want to preach it because it doesn't draw a crowd. So they hold the truth that they know, they hold it in unrighteousness. Holding the truth in unrighteousness. Verse number 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse number 21. Because that, notice, watch. Number 1. When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. We live in a nation that is the most unthankful that we have ever, and it didn't happen overnight. Notice when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves wise, they became fools. Notice what else they done. Verse 23, changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, the birds, the four-footed beast. Changed the truth. Changed the glory of the incorruptible God and made Him an image that we can put and bow down before.
Yeah.
When you walk into the place, you got to do one of these numbers. Then when you come so far, you got to come down here and there's a cross with Jesus hanging on. Listen, I'm glad I don't worship a Jesus that's still dead on the cross. I serve a risen Savior and He's in the world today. I know that He is living no matter what men may say or the Pope says. Then you come down here and you got to look and you got to do that 1, 2, 3 kind of thing. And you're worshiping an image. They changed the glory of an uncorruptible God and made Him into an image. One of my favorite shows is House. I like House. I like Dr. House. I like him. I don't know why. I don't watch much television, but I do like House. I like House and the Griffin and the Weather Channel. I just like House. Tracy got me for my birthday, the first season of House. And man, it was just good. And I'm picking through the ones I hadn't seen before. And man, he's good. He don't know God or nothing, but I just like him. I don't know. He just needs to be saved. But hey, anyway, I just like him. And on that particular show, I believe it was they went into this place and this crazy fellow went into the back room of his establishment, whatever it was. And he had this statue over there in the back of back there. And he looked, and it was a statue of Mary. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And it started crying. I think I got the right show. But anyway, this thing started crying. Well, son, when he saw that, man, I'm talking about, he fell down on his knees. He got the thing, brought it out to the front, showed his daughter there, said, look, this thing, Mary's crying here. We must be doing something right. And the word got out. Word got out all over town that this Mary is crying. And it might do something for you and heal you. And they had a line all the way out this store. People paying money, putting it in a jar, and getting 5 minutes to go over here to crying Mary and see what she might can do for them. Putting her prayer request in a... Now, y'all looking at me like y'all done that before. Listen, folks. Change the truth of an incorruptible God and wants to put Him in an image that we can touch. God cannot be touched with human hands. God cannot be touched. You can forget all of that. I read a story one time about this crazy woman that went out on her back porch and opened this refrigerator. Hadn't worked in a while. She opened it and she saw a picture or an image of Jesus. And she called the radio station. She called everybody. She called Party Line. And she had people coming to see on her back porch an image. People all over the world coming to see an image of Jesus. My friend, we're living in a country that's crazy. Change the glory of an incorruptible God in a minute, make Him like a corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, having creeping things. People worship trees and birds and animals and cows and have you ever heard holy cow? Verse number 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Watch verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How long does it take you to watch a television show or something other, and the commercial comes on? How to lose 1,000 pounds by tomorrow. Take this pill right here and you can lose 1,000 pounds by tomorrow. And then all of these Bowflex commercials. And you got these crazy people on there, and you got these before and after pictures. What they don't tell you is that before and after pictures 10 years apart. It ain't 6 months. But they got this before picture. Man, I'm talking about the stomach all hanging out over here. Hanging out everywhere. And then they say 6 months later on this Bowflex, you can be like this. They worshiping the creature more than the... I'm just trying to help some of you. Worshiping the creature more than the Creator. Amen. We're living in that day. Now notice, it didn't happen overnight for Rome. What happened? They left the truth. If this platform represents truth, once you leave truth, there is no boundaries for all you can go. They started here. Very simple. They knew God, but glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Then they changed the glory of an incorruptible God into an image and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Who changed the truth of God and made it into a lie. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. Once you leave the truth, there is no boundaries how far you can go. Ready? Let me bring it down to where we live now. How many of you remember? I've given these illustrations before, and this is what it's illustrations. I just like them, and you've heard them before. Sat there, and like it's the first time you ever heard them. I love Lucy. How many of you like I Love Lucy? My daddy always said, hey, if it ain't in black and white, it's against God. And if it ain't Andy Griffin, Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver. Come on now, y'all help me. I'm talking about Leave It to Beaver and I Love Lucy. Anything in black and white, it's all right to watch, son. It's all right. Mr. Ed, my mother loved Mr. Ed, Talking Horse. Anybody with me yet? All right. Gunsmoke. Now, Daddy didn't, even though Gunsmoke was in black and white, Daddy didn't like it because it had bar scenes. Martha, they drinking in there. Oh, they going to get you to drinking. Martha, turn that off. Under God, you know, here you go, you know. I can hear him now. Yeah, Mama liked John Wayne for some reason. John Wayne. Boy, when John Wayne started getting that, and what was her name? Some of y'all, look, I feel old because y'all can be like, I ain't never. What was that woman's name? Lord, worked in the saloon there with John Wayne. And what, Kitty, Miss Kitty, Lord of mercy. And boy, when Daddy come in there and saw that, he grabbed his heart and holding everything. And I'm talking Gunsmoke, there you go, whatever it was. And Mama just loved to watch that kind of stuff. But have you remember, I Love Lucy, and when they go to the bedroom scene, Lucy and Ricky were married on the show. Married, and when they went in the bedroom, two separate beds. How many of y'all remember that? I don't know if Ricky and Lucy saved. I have no idea. I have no idea if they saved. But at least, let's just say they was lost as a goose. At least 50 years ago, lost people had sense enough not to do certain things that saved folks today think is okay. Once you leave the truth, there is no boundaries. There is no boundaries. Once you leave the truth, you can go just about anywhere. And now we have moved from I Love Lucy in the bedroom scene. And listen, how many of you remember Sesame Street? Sesame Street, Bert and Ernie. Ready? Two separate beds. Anybody seen it lately? They didn't put them in the same bed. Change the truth of God into a lie. Say, preacher, that's just going way too far. My friend, I know we've gone too far. You said it right then when we've gone too far. How many of you all remember the bathing suits of yesteryear? See your hand? Bathing suits of yesteryear. Bathing suits, it went all the way down. Went all the way down to the ankle. Yeah, anybody remember that? I'm talking about, I don't even remember that. You watch those stroller and then, you know, see them everything, you know. And then slowly, it didn't happen overnight, but slowly, here it comes, just started creeping up the leg. And it started showing the calf a little bit. And now it shows the whole calf. Now you can see the whole cow if you want to. Why? Because once you leave the truth, you go into error and there is no boundaries. Churches have left the truth to where there are some boundaries you have to stick with. There are some boundaries that you cannot let it in. Because once it gets in, there's no stopping it once you get into error. Say, preacher, let's try the new King James. Well, listen, things that are different are not the same. So if this one is good enough for now, and this one was good enough 50 years ago, it's good enough for me today. And we'll stick with it, and there's where the boundary, we're going to go that far and stop. Now, you can go as far as you'd like. You can go home, you read whatever you want to read. That's fine. When you come to church here, what's going to be preached behind this pulpit, we only go in this far. You see, we have to have boundaries. In our churches, we have to have boundaries on our music. We'll only go this far. Yes, there is some leeway where we can go, but there's only so far we can go here. And then we say, that's it. Because once we get off here, then the next concert we have here will be some crazy long-haired hippie fella. Looks like he done fell face first in a tackle box somewhere. Got holes everywhere in his... And we worshiping the Lord. You worshiping something, but it ain't in spirit and in truth. Amen. Well, anyway, that went over real good. Change the truth. Look at chapter number 2, verse number 1. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Truth. What is truth? What is truth? What do you believe? How many of you people believe that salvation is by grace through faith, plus nothing, minus nothing? Let me see your hand. Now let me ask you a question without the show of hand. How many of you that said you could believe that can back it up with the final authority? How many of you? How many of you could back it up? If you're going to believe something, where's your final authority for it? Well, they worship God, must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Adam and Eve changed the truth of God and made it into a lie. You shall not surely die. You shall not surely die. Don't believe him. That's the old school. That's the old-fashioned way of doing it. There is a new way to do it now. Cain and Abel. Cain changed the truth of God into a lie. Abel brought and stayed with the old-fashioned way. Cain brought in a new way of worship. And God says, we're not going to have it. Abel says, there's boundaries that I have. And there's only so far that I can go. Cain says, there's no boundaries for me. I do what I want to do. Nobody tells me what to do.
Right. Yeah, man. Right.
Now, watch this. We're going to try to help you. Here's what happens in our churches today. The church, back at the book of Acts, standing on truth. Standing on truth. But over time, the world Even back in the book of Acts, the world wouldn't even consider doing some of the things they do today. Lost people. Now the world moves out here. And the church back here is going, man, they're way out, Johnny. But then just to give them a few years, and the church, the world's up there, and the church will move here. Preacher, we're not of the world. We're still separated from the world. And then what the world do, it'll move a step on further over here. Well, then what the church will do is the church was right here, and they take a step this way. We're still not of the world. Boy, I can tell y'all enjoying this tremendously. This is a blessing. We're still not of the world. The world's up there where Peavy is. He's worldly. That's worldly right there. But preach it. Well, hey, we're right over here. That's God. We're separated from the world. And all of a sudden, the world moves over here. And now the world becomes looking like this. Sorry. Don't get mad and leave. So then what the church does is what they accused the world of doing 10 years earlier. Then they done moved here. The world's up there. We're still separated. We're still separated. We're not doing the things the world are doing. I know that's helping you, but that's what happened in Romans chapter number 1. It doesn't happen overnight. The devil's not that dumb. He knows if you move from here all the way to here overnight, you'll know you've lost your mind. But if you take little baby steps, you don't realize you're moving. Little here, a little there. My friend, Samson didn't realize he had boundaries, and then all of a sudden he didn't have any boundaries anymore. And then once he moved here, and then it was here, and then it was here, then he turned around and realized how far he had gone. Once you leave the truth, my friend, there is no boundaries how far you can go. You say, preacher, what's the message tonight? I'm going to tell you what the message is. You better thank God. Thank God. We still got some churches that's trying to have some boundaries and stick with the truth. It's not going to be popular. It's not going to be famous. They're not going to talk about us in the newspaper. And we're not going to build great big monuments out in the fairgrounds area somewhere. But to do that, we've got to move. We got to move. From where? Change. You know, I've been told. This is what I've been told. Brother John's probably been told the same thing. Jeff, some of you other guys. It's what I've been told. I said, Brother Jeremy, standing on the King James Bible like you do, you're preaching yourself out of some good places to preach. You're missing out on some good opportunities by being so dogmatic. Right, John, you've been told the same thing? If you just lighten up a little, you can get in some of them big places. Well, maybe we want in the big places. Amen. Change is not always good.
Right.
Change. See, y'all read something into that. Change is not always good. The majority is changing. The majority wants to do something else. The majority wants to go over here. The majority says the only way we can reach people and the only way we can knock this wall out and the only way we can build bigger crowds and bigger buildings and bigger monuments and this and that, the only way we can do that is to go out in the world and say, hey, what would it take to get you to come into our church? And this is what they'd say. They say, preacher, if you want me to come to your church, you're going to have to dim the lights a little bit, put in one of them disco globes, I've got to feel comfortable. Just as if, I mean, just as comfortable as I would on Friday and Saturday night, I need to feel that comfortable on Sunday morning. And for me to come to your church and to give you a part of my time, you must make the church resemble some of the places I hang out Fridays and Saturday nights. Some of the music needs to sound the same. Change the word if you'd like to. Change, throw in Jesus every now and then. Throw in God every now and then. But make sure it sounds like Hank Williams Jr. Oh, this is going over good. Hallelujah. I'm glad we didn't look the offering up. Y'all know what I'm saying? Am I the only one that's in this building? I know you're probably not kosher, but that's where we're at as a church. When I say the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ, not necessarily this local church, because we're going to try to have some boundaries. We're going to try to stay and stand for something so we don't fall for anything. I think that's a country song. Well, hallelujah. Got a good message. I can't sing it. I don't even know how it goes. You'd have to sing it. All right, ready? We're finna close because anyway, watch. Some of you look at me going, now, preacher, it ain't all bad. It ain't all bad. All right? I will go with that statement if you can promise me that you will use that same statement when it comes to your household. When the storms come and just messes up the roof of your house just over your bedroom, the only part of the house that messed up on the roof was your bedroom. Please don't fix it. Because why? It's not all bad. It's not all bad. See, that don't work for a home, does it? Let's say your car, you have a run-in with somebody. Somebody runs in the back of you and just messes up the bumper. Please don't get it fixed. Why? Because what? It ain't all bad. The majority of it's pretty good. Why ain't y'all saying amen, y'all? You know, listen, help yourself. Listen to what you want to. I don't care. It ain't all bad. Well, just, that's fine. If you want to have that theology, just make sure you do the same thing that you have. Amen. One of your kids turned bad. I got three. I think they're all bad. Tracy thinks, you know, hallelujah. You know, I know they're bad. Unless one of them turns bad. Well, just one of them. Well, that's all right. They ain't all bad. Let them go. Say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that we need to decide to stick with the old book. Stick with the old way. Amen. If somebody told you that salvation is by works, you got to work your way to heaven. And then there's a verse in that Bible, like Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know what you do? You throw them people out the window and you stick with the Bible. I don't care how many degrees they got. I don't care how many. Listen, I told a fellow this the other day. He told me about doctorate degrees. Oh, that's doctorate degrees. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, doctorate degrees. I told this fellow, looked him straight in the face, a doctorate degree is like a little curl on a pig's tail. It don't give you no more ham. It don't give you no more ham. It's just a pretty little a curl on the end of the tail. Now we done really messed the service up. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Proverbs 23:23 says this. Write it down. We fix it to close. It says, buy the truth and sell it not. Yeah. Buy the truth and sell it not. Can I say this? Closing. I'm not for change. I'm not for change. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the Bible study that we've had together. Not sure what kind of invitation you'd give this kind of message, but God, there may be some folks just struggling within themselves. Lord God, they need to come and pray. Maybe somebody in here has never been saved by God's marvelous grace. They need to be saved tonight before it's everlasting too late. God, would you please help them? Help them, God, to know that there is a Savior and He wants to save them. Before it's everlasting too late. Those of us, Lord God, that's sticking with the stuff, God, I ask you a special blessing upon these. Maybe some are straddling the fence. What should we do? What should we do? Should we stick with the truth? Or should we go with the flow with everybody else? God, there may be somebody here. Help them, Lord God. Settle their hearts and minds tonight. We're going to stay with the old paths. God, you help us down this invitation right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody